wait. How's your audition?
I'm sorry, do I know you?
What are you doing?
Nothing, I'm just practicing blowing you off, because I'm going to be a big movie star.
Oh, you got it?
Well, no, not yet, but the audition went really good.
What was it for?
Oh, it's this big budget period movie about these three Italian brothers who come to America around the turn of the century. It's really classy. Oh, and the director is supposed to be the next Martin Scorsese.
The next?
Yeah, there's this guy from Chicago who's supposed to be the next Martin Scorsese. But then this guy's right after him. Hello?
Joey, it's Estelle. I just talked to the casting people. They loved you.
They loved me?
Yeah, and they want to see you again tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
There's just one thing. Do you have a problem with full frontal nudity?
Are you kidding me? I'd never rent a movie without it. Oh. Let me call you back.
What's the matter?
They want me to be totally naked in the movie.
Wow.
I know. My grandmother's gonna see this.
Grandma's gonna have to get in line. Are you getting nervous?
Yeah, but a part of me also can't wait till it's over. Chandler and I have this pact not to have sex again until the wedding.
A no-sex pact, huh? I actually have one of those going on with every woman in America.
Hey, Vivi, will you give me a hand? I'm gonna make up the guest bedroom. Hey, Cousin Cassie's coming to stay with us for a few days.
Cassie? Mm-hmm. Oh, I haven't seen her in, like, forever. I wonder if she still carries that Barbie everywhere she goes.
Ross, she's 25 years old.
So what? I still have... No, you're probably right.
Hi.
Hey, Phoebe.
Can I talk to you over here for a second?
Yeah.
Subtle, guys.
What?
I know you're planning my surprise bridal shower.
Okay, well, don't ruin it. Just play along, at least.
Okay, sorry.
Okay. Oh, my God, we have to throw her a shower?
Hey, what'd you decide to do about the movie?
I don't know. It's not like it's porn. This is a serious, legitimate movie, you know? And the nudity is really important to the story.
That's what you say about porn.
You're right. Maybe I shouldn't even go on the callback.
No, you should. A lot of major actors do nude scenes. I mean, the chance to star in a movie? Come on.
Well, that's true. And I am only naked in one scene. Plus, it sounds really great. My character's Catholic, and he falls in love with this Jewish girl. We run away together and get caught in this big rainstorm. So we go into this barn and undress each other and hold each other. It's really sweet and tender.
Plus, everyone's gonna see your thing.
So when can we have this shower? She has got so much going on. We have only two options. We have Friday.
Well, that's just 2 days away. What is the other option?
Yesterday. Well, if we make it yesterday, woohoo, we're done.
Oh my God, Phoebe, this is impossible. We can't do this by Friday. We have to find a place. We have to invite people. We have to get food. There's just too much to do. It's impossible. We can't do it. We cannot do it.
Rachel,
we cannot do it.
Calm down.
Okay. I'm sorry. You're right. I'm sorry.
Just calm down, woman!
Okay. Maybe I already did.
Oh, okay. All right. Then I need to calm down, though.
Okay. Okay, I think we can do this if we just get organized, uh-huh. All right? We have 2 days to plan this party. We just need to make fast decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where are we going to have it?
Here. What time?
4:00.
Food. Finger sandwiches and tea.
Ooh, great. Very Monica.
And chili.
Ah, you went one too far.
Flowers or balloons?
Both. We're paying for this, you know.
Neither.
Okay. What should we do for the theme?
Lusts of the flesh.
What?
I don't know, cowboy theme?
Hey.
Hey.
You know, I'm really glad we decided not to sleep together before the wedding.
Oh, boy, me too.
You know, I was thinking, if we had a big fight, and we broke up for a few hours...
Yeah?
Technically, we could have sex again. What do you think? Bossy and domineering?
The wedding is off, sloppy and immature.
That's me, come on.
Yes, my cousin Cassie's in the guest room. We're supposed to have lunch.
Well, get rid of her, obsessive and shrill.
Shrill? The wedding is back on.
I thought I heard voices. You must be Chandler.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
So, you ready to go?
Yeah.
Chandler.
He'll be right with you.
Cassie needs to stay at your place.
Why?
Because Pervy Perverson over here can't stop staring at her.
What? Chandler, she's our cousin.
I was not staring at her, okay? I was just listening intently. It's called being a good conversationalist. Watch. Say something.
You were staring about 8 inches south of there.
Fine, she can stay at my place. By the way, what does Cassie even look like now?
She looks exactly like Aunt Marilyn.
Hmm. So it's Aunt Marilyn. Is she coming to the wedding?
Wafer thin ice.
Hey, I'm back.
Hi, Joey.
So, will I be reading the same scene again?
Actually, I tried to call you. You didn't need to come down here today.
Oh, great. You know, I would have been perfect for this part, but whatever. You know, thanks for making a bad decision and ruining your movie. Good day.
Wait, Joey, you didn't need to come down because the director saw your tape from yesterday and loved it.
And scene.
Huh? Isn't that fun? We did a little improv there. Yeah. Hey,
so you were saying?
Well, the director thinks you're really right for the part and wants to meet you tomorrow.
Wow, sure. That's great.
Oh, and your agent said you're okay with the nudity.
Yeah, sure. Just as long as it's handled tastefully in that barn, it's not too cold.
Perfect. Well, there's one more thing. It's really important to the director that everything in this movie is authentic. Yeah, and so, in your love scene with Sarah, she talks about how she's never seen a naked man who wasn't Jewish. So...
So what?
So, the director is insisting that whoever played that part be authentically, anatomically not Jewish. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay.
No, what?
An Italian Catholic immigrant at this time would not be...
Bar mitzvah?
Think 13 years earlier, lose the rabbi at a scalpel.
So to get this part, you can't be...
No.
But you are?
Yep.
But you told him you weren't.
That's right.
Wow. Then it's definitely all gone. There's nothing there to work with. What were you thinking?
I don't know. I really want this part. You know, and they tell you, no matter what you get asked during an audition, you say yes. Like, if they want you to ride a horse, you tell them you can. And you just figure out how to do it later.
Joey, this is not like learning to... ride a horse. This is like learning to grow a turtleneck.
I know, okay? And apparently tomorrow, when I go in to meet the director, I have to take off my clothes so that they can see what my body looks like.
Oh, my God. What are you going to do?
I just have to call my agent and tell her I can't do the part.
Unless...
Unless what?
Well, this may sound crazy, but there may be something that we could fashion.
Like what?
Well, I'm not sure yet, but off the top of my head, I'm thinking double-sided tape and some sort of luncheon meat.
Hey, I've got a great idea for party favors for the shower. Okay, we get some mahogany boxes and carve everyone's names in them, and then inside is each person's individual birthstone. Okay. Okay. All right, you take care of that. And meanwhile, the party is tomorrow and we still don't have a guest list.
Okay, okay. Well, okay, who do we know that's coming?
Me.
Are you?
Hey.
Hey, what's up, Mom?
Well, I'm trying to make something for Joey. Do you mind if I raid your fridge? Do you have that? All right. Turkey? That won't work. Cheese? That won't work. Olive loaf? I hope that won't work.
Are you making him a sandwich?
No, it's more like a wrap. Okay, so I'm gonna go, guys. I guess you can get back to deciding on what to get me for a present.
We have to get her a present? Okay, look.
Look at what I got. It's her address book.
We have a guest list.
Oh. Oh, my God, you're amazing. Did you just pull that out of her purse?
Uh-huh.
And a little seed money for the potting.
All right.
Cassie?
Hey, Ross. It's been so long.
Last time I saw you, you were setting up your tent in line to see Return of the Jedi.
Oh, this is right. So you did see me that day, because it seemed like you didn't.
Oh, yeah, sorry about that.
It's okay. Come on in.
Oh, thanks for letting me stay here. I mean, Monica's place was nice, but her fiancé sure stares a lot. You do a great Chandler.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I have a knack for impressions.
Well, maybe after we get reacquainted, you could do me.
Yeah. No! Cassie, how you doing on that hot dog?
I'm all done.
Thank God.
I guess the last time we really hung out was when our parents rented that beach house together.
Oh, right, right. Oh, remember the time I pinned you down and tickled you until you cried? We're probably too old to do that now.
I'll always remember that summer, because it's when I got all these freckles.
And I'll always remember that summer, because that's when I realized that we are related. You know, we're not just two random people thrown together. We share genetic material.
It took you that long to figure it out, huh?
I'm a little slow. Just as our children would be.
How are you? Good. Hi, thanks for coming.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. No? All right. Oh, so nice to see you.
No.
Okay. Hey, Rach?
Yeah?
Who the hell are all these people?
No, I don't know. I called all the people in Monica's phone book, and these are the only ones that could show up on 24 hours notice.
Huh. You know, there's another word for people like that.
Mm.
Losers.
Hi. I'm Rachel. This is Phoebe. I'm the maid of honor. How do you know Monica?
I was her accountant 4 years ago.
Oh.
I'm very interested to find out who's been doing her taxes the last 4 years.
That's great.
So what time is Monica supposed to get here?
I don't know.
Excuse us.
You didn't tell her to come? You were supposed to tell her.
No, I wasn't. You were supposed to tell her to come, and I was supposed to bring the cake.
Fine, I'll go call her.
Yes, and please tell her to bring a cake.
Okay, we have a lot of options here. A number of prototypes for you to try on.
Oh, this looks great.
Yeah. Okay, this one's a mushroom cap. This one is made of bologna.
And the toothpicks?
Just until the glue dries.
Thank God.
Now, these are more realistic, but perishable, okay? Over here, we have pink suede, which is nice. But if it gets wet, then, you know, it's going to shrink.
Yeah, maybe we just take that one away.
I also did a little something in fur, but that's really just for me. Okay. So, why don't you go into your room and try these on, and we'll see if we'll get a better idea of what's going to work.
Thanks. You are such a good friend, and this is so weird.
Okay, the taffy's too sticky.
I was afraid of that.
Ow!
Toothpick?
Yeah.
What are you trying on now?
The fruit roll-up.
And?
Delicious.
Joey!
Wait a minute. We have a winner.
What? Which one?
The silly putty.
Not so silly anymore.
She's your cousin. She's your cousin. If she knew what was going on in your head, she'd think you were sick. Or would she? Let's back up for a second. She was the one who suggested opening a bottle of wine. She was the one who turned down the lights. She was the one that wanted to rent Logan's Run, the sexiest movie ever. Oh, I know that book. Forget it. I want it. She wants it. I'm going in. Say something clever. Okay, doesn't have to be clever, just has to be words. Say some words. Any words will do. Oh my God, this is the longest that anyone has not talked ever. There is nothing you can say to make this worse, so just say something.
I haven't had sex in a very long time.
Yeah, you really shouldn't have said anything.
Phoebe, Rachel, it's Monica. I wonder what you could possibly need me for in such short notice. Oh.
Oh, Monica, we are so sorry.
For what?
Well, first, for forgetting to throw you a bridal shower.
And then for forgetting to invite you to it.
You already had it?
Yeah, well, we called everyone in your phone book and a bunch of people came, but it took us so long to get you here that they had to leave. We wanted to throw you a big surprise and a great shower, and now you don't have either.
We ruined everything.
Ugh. Oh, no, wait a minute. That's not true. No, what you did, that was really sweet. And it kind of works out for the best.
What do you mean?
Well, now I get to spend my shower with the only people I really love. I mean, I get all those presents without having to talk to a bunch of people I don't even like.
Surprise. Monica.
Cool is the character is from Naples, right?
Yeah.
My whole family's from Naples.
Oh, that's great. Okay, well, I've heard everything I need to hear. We just need to, Leslie?
Joey, this is the awkward part.
Oh, hey.
Right.
Not a problem. I totally understand. You need to, you know, make sure I don't have any horrible scars or tattoos. Don't you worry.
I have nothing to hide. So there you go. That's me. 100% natural.
Tell you, that has never happened before.
Cassie, are you finding everything okay in there?
Yeah, thank you so much for letting me stay here.
Oh, it's no problem.
What?
Say something. Say anything. Ask her out. She's not your cousin.